All right, so I'm starting on Hayyamud Beis, a few lines to the bottom. It says, Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Mechanut Laplatya, Derech Stav Chayav. If a person, the Chanut is in Rashut Yachid, the Platya is the Rashut Rabim, that's the open square, and he's going Derech Stav, in other words, he's in the Chanut, the Chanut is the Rashut Yachid, he's in the store. He's taking an object to the Platya, which is the open plaza, that's the Rashut Rabim. But he's going Derech Stav, he's going through the Stav, is this area with benches in front of the store, which is a Carmelite. So he's going, just if you take away all the formalities, he's going from Rashut Yachid to a Carmelite to Rashut Rabim. So the Tanakhama says that he's Chayev, because he's bringing something from Rashut Yachid to Rashut Rabim. Uben Azai Poter, Ben Azai says that he's Patur. So that's the end of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, B'shlem Ben Azai, Ksavar Mahalika Omei Dami. So the reason the Gemara says that Ben Azai Paters, Ben Azai holds that whenever I take a step, that's like an Akira Hanacha. So every time I take a step, I have an Akira Hanacha. So Mamela, I made a Akira in the Rishus Yachid, a Nachal in the Rishus Carmelite, then an Akira in the Carmelite, I made a Nachal in the Rishus Rabim. So I'm not Chayiv. I did two Dirabanans. He says, El Rabanan, but the Chamim, who hold that I'm Chayiv, Nihin Namik Sari Mahalik Lavka Omei Dami, even though they hold that Mahalik is not like an Omei, in other words, not like Ben Azai, that when I step, I'm not like pausing, stopping. Heichash Kachta Kia Gavna Chayiv. Where do we ever find a situation like this that a person would be chayiv, meaning we know the Torah prohibits me from taking from Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim, but and taking Dalet Amos to Rishut Rabim, we never see that you're chayiv where I'm going through another zone. I'm going through a Carmelite on my way to the Rishut. In other words, I'm going through from zone A to zone C, but I'm going through zone B. That's the question. Where do we ever see a model like that that I would be chayiv? Where the Carmelite is a din d'rabban, right? So he says, so the Gemara is going to go through situations and eventually arrive at a situation. So Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, top line of Bava Ben Aleph, Midi Dehava, Ma'avir Chepetz Bereshit Rabim. So he says, look, isn't this really, if you conceptualize it, the same as a person who's Ma'avir Chepetz Bereshit Rabim? A person is carrying more than Dalet Amod and Rishus Rabim. Hatam Lav Apelgav Dekam and Denachit Leva Azil Patur, Kimanach Lei Chayev. Now, when he walks Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, so Dalet Amos is enough to be Mechayev. Let's say he walks 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 10 Amot. So he's Chayev, but he has sort of like additional stuff that he doesn't need to be Mechayev him. Right? In other words, the Dalet Amos is enough to be Mechayev him. He went 10 Amos in the Rishus Rabim. So then he makes the Hanacha. So the Gemara is analogizing and saying that extra material, which is totally unnecessary, isn't that like going through the Carmelite? I have like this unnecessary material in there, and nevertheless, I'm Chayev. So Hachinami Lo Shana. So we think here too, there's no different. In other words, you have some other extraneous matter, rishus in their middle, and you're chayiv. So the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare those two cases? Hatam kolheich demanach le makom chayivu. Wherever he puts it down, that's enough to be mechayiv him. In other words, he walked more dalet amos, he walked 5 amos, 6 amos, 7 amos, 8 amos. So even when he's walking in this so-called like on superfluous area, but each one will be mechayiv him. Wherever he puts it down, will be chayiv. Hacha imanach le b'stav makom p'turhu.
Here,
right? If he puts it in the stav, which is the area where all these benches are, so then he calls it a makom p'tur. It doesn't mean like the makom p'tur that we said one of the Rishut Shabbos, but he would not be chayiv. So that's not the analogous case. Elo midi dehava ma'avir chepetz minchilat arba l'sov arba. So why don't we take another case? Let's say a person is taking exactly dalet amos in the Rishus Rabim. Hatam lav avogav v'imanach levetoch arba amot patur. If lu yatsur, he would stop after 2 amot, he'd be patur. He says, ki manach levet so far arba amot chayiv. Nevertheless, when he goes dalet amot, he's chayiv. So isn't that really the same thing as what we have? We have, he's going through this Carmelite, and if he puts it in the Carmelite, so okay, he's patur. So when I walked on Amos and Rishus Rabim, in Achinami it's all Rishus Rabim, but isn't it the same way? Because I do Dalet Amot, I'd be patur if I put it down. And then when I go Dalet Amot, I'm chayiv if I put it down. Isn't that the same thing as what we're talking about?
Put it on Carmelite, you'd be patur.
And so going further chayiv. So Achinami lo shenas, the Gemara says here, there's also no different. So the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare those two cases? Hatam legabi dahi gavra makom p'turhu. He says, you're right. If he's walking dalet amos and 2 amos in the Rishus Rabim, for him individually, that's a makom p'tur. In other words, not the officially makom p'tur, but in Achinami, there'd be no his chayvus for him if he put it down. But lekuli amo makom chiyavu. But nevertheless, for the whole world, let's say somebody else has walked dalet amot, so he be chayav there. In other words, like that makom for this individual is in other words, like he's like, imagine like we have like dalet amot, like with markings. So he walks 2 amot.
Patur.
He'll be patur. But if Shimon began 2 amot earlier and put something down, chayiv. He's chayiv. So it is, the Rishus is an area that can be mechayiv people. Hacha l'chuliyam l'akom p'turhu. Here with the Stav, nobody is ever going to be chayiv for putting it down in the Stav. The Stav is a carmelite. So if you bring from Rishus Yachi to the Stav, or the Nochus chayivus. Ella, meaning to have a motzi mirshud yachil rishud rabim derech tzidei rishud rabim. So the Gemara has another ukimta and says, maybe we could say it's like a person who's transporting from the rishud yachil, the private domain, to the rishud rabim derech tzidei rishud rabim. Tzidei rishud rabim means the sides of the rishud rabim, the sides of the public area. So Rashi explains, let's say somebody had an adjoining property and he had a wall on the dotted line between the rishud rabim and his chatzer. And then the wall collapsed. So that area where the collapsed wall was is called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. It means the people in the public square will sometimes walk on where that wall was. So that's Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, so Gemara says, Hatam, Lav Avogav Dimanakle at Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Patur. If a person puts it down on the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, he's Patur. In other words, it's not considered part of the Rishus
HaRabim.
It's called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So he says, so he's patur. V'chi manat leib Rishus HaRabim chayev. But if he puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, he'd be chayev. So it means if he's walking, either you could either say he's taking from the Rishus HaYachid, he's bringing it out to the Rishus HaRabim, and he's passing through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim on where that wall was.
If he puts it in
the Rishus HaRabim, so he's patur. And if he puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayev. So we think here it's the same thing with the Stav. It was take the Stav and you have the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and we think it would all kind of work out. So Rashi says in the third narrow line, "Pligi ba Rav Lezer Rabbanan ba Eruvim perikol Gagod." It should be Ami Rabbanan the Lav Kurshelim Damu ba Filu Haki Abim Shuliyach Shurim Derech Sham Chayav. So Chamim hold that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not considered Rishus HaRabim.
What is it?
Well, it's not Rishus HaRabim. Well, you could say it most likely it's a Carmelite, and then. But nevertheless, if I take from Rishus HaYachid and I go through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, I'm chayev because I'm mavir, even though I went through this area. So say the same thing. So we think that's good. So Makiv La Rapapa. So Rapapa asks Ron Kasha, Hanichal Rabbanan Da Amin Tzidei Rishus HaRabim La Rishus HaRabim Tami. You're right. You do have a proof to what we said before. According to the Chachamim, well, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not like Rishus HaRabim. El Reb Lezer, Damar Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Tami. But according to the Tan Reb Lezer, it is like the Rishus HaRabim. It is a Rishus HaRabim. So he says, My Iklam Emar. So what are we going to say? How would we work within the sheet of the Tan Reb Lezer? How would we explain the sheet of the Chachamim and the Brisa that we began our daf with?
Can you explain?
We started off with a Braisa.
Yeah.
The Braisa says you carry something from the Chanut to the Plakya Derech Stav, and through this area where these benches are. So we're focusing just on the Sheet of the Chacham, the Chayiv. So the Gemara said, where do we ever see that his Chayivus, where I'm taking from one Rishus but going through like this middle Rishus, this Carmelite, and putting it down there? So the Gemara is looking for other parallels, and we tried one, another, we're not successful. So we think we have a good parallel with the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. You have a person has a Rishus HaYachid, there's a wall, and the wall collapses, and now that wall, the area where the wall is in Akhenami, the Rabim walk there sometimes, but it doesn't have a din in Rishus HaRabim, according to the Chachamim. So then we have the same case. You take from Rishus HaYachid, going through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, into Rishus HaRabim, some Chayiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, but according to the Tanna Reb Lezer, it does have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So all I have is Rishus HaYachid, then Rishus HaRabim. So what do I have? So let's take a look. So back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amarli Reb Acha, Bereidu Reb Ika, Emor Deshamet Reb Lezer, Damat Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Dami, Hecha Deleka Chifufei. When does he hold that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like Rishus HaRabim, where no chifufei? Chifufei, I think, isn't there a word in English, a ballard, B-O-L-L-A-R-D? A ballard is like a little like a, you know, they have them in the city, like these little sort of columns, short columns, and they prevent they prevent cars from going through. I think it's called a bollard. Anyway, so he said, well, you're right. So there, it's like stakes. That's what I think Rashi says, stakes. But you get the idea that he said Rashi says no, it's in Yitato Katana, if they have kotel, that they put these stakes in front of the wall so that people won't like bang into the wall with their wagons. So he says, when does he hold Tzidur Shusurim Shusrabim Dami Heichel Lecha Chifufi? If they don't have those stakes there, then the Tanur of Lezer holds that Tzidur Shusurabim are like Rishusurabim.
People will walk there.
About Heichel the Ika Chifufi Mishamadlei. But if there are Chifufi there, they have these little bollards there or stakes there, so we don't know. In other words, he wouldn't say it's like Rishusurabim. So in Echinam, let's say it's a different Rishus. Hilchach Laha Dami. So the Gemara concludes that's a good, you know, parallel
even according to
everybody that I'm going through another rishus. Okay, let me just do another four lines, and I hope that our listening audience is still there. I'll try to ask questions in 1 minute, and we'll see if we could open up and see what questions we have. All right, now I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This is a different paragraph. Umoda ben Azai. We're going back to Ben Azai. Ben Azai is the one who says that Holeich is Ka'ome Dami. That if I walk through from Rishus Yachid through
each
the Karma, each step is like a Hanukkah. And Tosfos takes up the issue, according to Ben Azai, how do I ever have Mavi or Arba Amav Rishut Rabim?
Anyway.
Because each time. So so the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Umoda ben Azai Bezorek. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Azai concedes by Zorek that I would be chayiv. Zorek, if I throw from the chanut, I throw a ball from the chanut to the platya, from the Rishut Yachid to the Rishut Sarabim, through the stav, he agrees that I'm chayiv because it doesn't rest in the karmelit. So Tani Nami Hachi, I learned a brisa that supports this. Amotzi mechanut leplatya derech stav chayav. If a person takes from the chanut to the platya through the stav, which is like this area with benches, so memela you're chayiv. Echad amotzi vechad amachnis, whether you're motzi from Rishus Hayachid Rishus Rabim or from going from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Hayachid, vechad azorek vechad amoshid, whether you're zorek or moshid, you extend your arm and put it in. Ben Azai Omer, hamotzi b'machnis patur. Ben Azai says, motzi machnis, you're walking in, you're walking out, you're patur, because each step is a hanacha. Hamoshid v'azorek chayim. But moshid, if I just extend, I'm in the Rishus Hayachid, I extend my arm out to Rishus Rabim and I put it down, he says, or I'm Zorek, I'm Chayiv. So there we see clearly in the Braisa, Ben Azai holds that Zorek...
You extend your hand over this thing?
Right, right. Okay, now, so again, just to summarize this quickly, because we're running out of time, and I'm sorry, Aaron has informed me that that he's going to pull the plugs at 8:45. I apologize to our listening audience, but hopefully this will be posted on YU Torah. So the basic idea is the topic we took up was your motzi from a chanut leplakya derech stav. So you're going from a shusiyachis and shusrabim through the Carmelite. So it comes out according to Chamim that you're chayiv. The one is according to Ben Azai you're not chayiv because he holds a holy is ka'omid. Then when you walk, each step is like hanacha and then another akira. Right. That's according to Ben Azai. That's one thing. Then according to Chamim of chayiv. So the Gemara said, where do we ever see an example of this? And the Gemara says, I do have it with the Tzidei Rishus Rabim. If the wall collapses and the person has Rishus Yachid, and then you have the area of the wall where the people use it somewhat in the Rishus Rabim, but it's not a Din Rishus Rabim, so I have it. And even Reb Lezer will agree it's not a Din Rishus Rabim if there's these chifufe, if there's like these poles in front of it where the people can't drive their wagons on it. So then he will.
If there are poles, that means it's.
Then it's less Rishus Rabim and it's a Carmelis. Okay, now, if anybody has a question, unmute yourself now and ask.
Good group.
I tell you, Fern, are you there? Can you unmute yourself for a minute, Fern?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so everything's good. And who else we have? We have Seth and Aaron. You're all good? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. But you have in shul, you have Michael and Yosef?
Yeah, Yosef came to help me, and Michael came because he doesn't care about the rules. And I don't know if you've heard.
I don't believe those. Right?
Yeah, they're closing the shul on Shabbos, Fern. Did you hear this?
They're closing the shul on Shabbos?
The whole shul. No davening, nothing. Zero. All right.
Like in Bergen County.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's close up again. I got to go forward. And they're going to pull the plugs out at 8:45. Okay? Let's go on. Now, we're at the two dots. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Rishiyot L'Shabbat. So the Braisa says we have four Rishiyot on Shabbos, four domains on Shabbos. Rishud Yachid, Rishud Rabim, the Carmelite, Makom Patur. So Rishud Yachid is the private domain, Rishud Rabim is the public domain. The Carmelite is sort of like Nishtahe, Nishtaher, like Parva. And Makom Patur is an exempt area. Now three of them are Dindar Raisa, Rishud Yachid, Rishud Rabim, Makom Patur. The Carmelite would be Makom Patur, but the Talmud created a separate Rishud from it. So V'ezohi Rishud Yachid, what's a Rishud Yachid? So the basic answer the Gemara is going to say, if it's Arba Atfachim, by Arba Atfachim, with a barrier of 10 Tfachim high, it's Rishud Yachid. Okay?
4 by 10.
Right. Okay. V'ezohi Rishud Yachid, Charitz Shuamok Asara Rakav Arba. If you have a ditch, which goes to a depth of 10 Tfachim, and it says Rakav Arba is 4 Tfachim wide, but it means 4 by 4. So in other words, so I have a depression in the ground. So that's
Rishud
Yachid. Yeah. V'chein Gader Shu Gavo Asara Rakav Arba. And similarly, Gader here, you know, sometimes it's translated as a fence, but it means like a wall. I have a stone wall, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So the way Rashi learns that the top of that wall is the Rishud Yachid. And here we have the idea of good asik mechitzta. In other words, we have good achit when we say that things come down, and good asik when things go up. In other words, the sides of the wall are 4 tefachim, and the wall has a length. So I don't want to move the thing with a prop. But let's say this is the wall, and assuming it was 4 tefachim on top. Here, I'll take this, the art scroll. So this is the wall. So the surface is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and then I view the walls as going up. I view the walls as going up. So I have also Rishus Yachid.
This is Rishus Yachid.
Okay, so the top, in other words, the top of the wall is Rishus Yachid. So, and then...
It's a thick wall.
Right. It's the 4 tefachim is like 16 inches, so it's at least 16 inches thick. Or some want to say, that's the way Rashi and Ritva learn, but some want to say that it means it's an area that's enclosed by a wall that's 10 tefachim high, and the area has 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then it's pretty straightforward. All right, now, he says, so Zuhi Rishud Yachid Gemura. This is the, we think the Pshat is a full-fledged Rishud Yachid, but the Gemara is going to explain a little differently, and we're going to explain later on, if we get to it, what Gemura means. Be'ezohi Rishud Rabim. What's Rishud Rabim, the public domain? Sratya Uplatya Gedola. Now, Sratya means like a highway that goes between the cities. And again, it has to be 16 amot in width. Uplatya is like this open square where everybody in the city meets. Uplatya Gedola. I think they had a nice picture in the art school from Pompeii. He says, Mavoda Mafu Lashim. Mavoda Mafu Lashim. Again, a different pshatim on Mavoda Mafu Lashim. So one way to explain it is, if I have a road in the city that goes, let's say it's a walled city, I have a road in the city that goes from one end of the city to the other end of the city, and at each end, in other words, so it goes straight through the city, so that's Rishus Rabim. Or, the other way I could say, is that it talks about Mavui Mefulash, which is something we're going to have in Erevin, like the people lived in Chatzay Road, and then the Chatzay Road opened up into a Mavui. So the Mavui that's Mefulash, and was sometimes the Mavui is Satum, it's like comes like a cul-de-sac, but sometimes the Mefulash means like the road, there's a road that goes through, and that road either connects to the highway or it connects to the plaza. In other words, but the road goes through, and so it could be one plaza on one side, one on the other, or one highway on the other side, one highway on the other side. But this roadway is also 16 amot in width. He says, Ein motzi Rishud Yachid zu Rishud Rabim zu. You can't take from Rishud Yachid to Rishud Rabim. Be machnisin Rishud Rabim zu Rishud Yachid zu. I can't take from Rishud Rabim to Rishud Yachid. One's called motza, one hachnasa. Be motzi bechnis b'shogei chayav chatat. If he did it b'shogei, either he forgot the malacha is prohibited, or he forgot that today was Shabbos. He's chayav chatat. B'meizid anush karet v'niskal. B'meizid he's chayav karet, or with hasroi he gets skila. Aval, now we're moving to the Carmelite, is the third Rishus, the Carmelite. Aval Yam Ubika, Yam is the sea, the ocean. Ubika, Bika is like an open field. V'istavanit. Istavanit is the same as the word we had on Abed Beis, which was the stav, the area in front of the stores with the benches, like stav, istavanit. You see the,
yeah.
So he said, v'istavanit, v'hakarmelit. Now here, the Gemara is going to ask later on, not today's daf, why he says v'hakarmelit. Aren't they all Carmelite? He says, ein alok Rishud Rabim, alok Rishud Yachid. So the Carmelite is not a Rishus Rabim, not a Rishus Yachid. Now the word Carmelite, let's look at the Tosfos. Carmelite, Yerushalmi v'reish Shabbatani Reb Yechiya Carmel Rach Rach Umale. He says, "Lo lach v'lo yavesh." In other words, it comes out. Rach means it's soft, and mali is like not. It's not too ripe. So it's not too moist. It's not too dry. In other words, mali it's not too moist, and rach it's not too dry. He says, "Ela beinoni." In other words, it's like parva. So with Hakanami, carmelating a little Kirushniyach, a little Kishudarabin. It's like Nishtahein, Nishtaher, you'd say in Yiddish. Neither there, there's a carmelate. And then Rashi on Daf Gimel said it was from Carmelo V'Yaro. Like Carmelo, like the large forest and the small forest. The forest is an example of a carmelate. And then he had another shot here. One second. Let's take a quick look. One second. Yeah, and then the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayot, which the article brings down in footnote 12, says it's ka'armelit, like a widow. Widow's not a betula, and she's not a married woman, so she's So that's the idea. Anyway, so back in the Gemara, so he says, "Ba'armelit ina lo kirushdaram lo kirushdiyachid, but ain nosim v'notim betocha," meaning I can't carry dalet amot in the carmelit. In other words, like your front lawn, if we didn't have an eruv, would be a carmelit. So I can't carry in the carmelite. But if I did carry dalet amot, I'm patur on a Torah level. In other words, the patur of alasur. I'm not chayav on a Torah level. But ein motzi mitocha l'rishud harabim. I can't take from the carmelite to the rishud harabim. But lo mi rishud harabim tocha. I can't bring from the rishud harabim to the carmelite. Ve machnisi mi rishud yachid tocha. I can't bring from the rishud yachid to it. Lo mi tocha l'rishud yachid. Ve motzi v'echnis patur. But if I did either one of those, I'm still patur. All right, now. Now, this is talking about something which we had in Eruvin, and we'll have again Bli Neder in Eruvin. Let's say I have the Chatzer of the Rabim. It means like a Chatzer. Like, remember, everybody lived in houses that opened up into a communal Chatzer, right? Yeah. So we could have five houses opening up into a communal Chatzer. But the whole Chatzer in our houses are surrounded by a wall or a fence. So technically it's Rishus Yachid, but the Chachamim said we don't want you carrying there, it looks too much like Rishus Rabim unless you make an Eruv. So it's really like, let's say you have a hall in an apartment house. It's the same thing. It's like people walking there. So here it's saying Chatzir Shel Rabim Umavoo Sheina Mufulashim. Let's say you have a Mavui which is not open. In other words, it comes to a cul-de-sac in the Mavui. Mm-hmm. So the Mavui is surrounded by a wall and it has an opening in front of it, but the Petah, so on a Din Torah it's Rishus Yachid, but everybody, you know, lives there. They got people in the Chatzei Road and Mavui, the whole thing is like a whole community there. So Irvu Mutar and Lo Irvu Asurin. So in order to carry, they have to do an Eruv, either Eruv B'Chatzei Road or Shitufei Mavoot. In other words, remember, like if it's a Mavui, you have to do a Lechi or a Kora at the entrance way of it, and then join together with food. And the Chatzer, we also have to join together with food. Okay. Now, Adamu made a Haskufa. Now the Haskufa, if you remember, is like this door sill. Now here, in this Ukimta, the door sill is a Makom Patur. Makom Patur, we didn't have up till now, it's an area that's less than Dalet by Dalet, less than four Tfachim by four Tfachim. And it's usually, and it's something I think that's in the Rishus HaRabim. So something coming up higher than three Tfachim from the ground, which is less than Dalet by Dalet. Okay? So he says here, so Adamo made a Skufa, no tell me, now the Makom Patur is an exempt area. It's like I could bring from the Rishus Yachid to it, I can bring from the Rishus HaRabim to it, because it's like an exempt. So he says, Adamo made a Skufa, no tell me Balabayas, then obtain though. He could take from the Balabayas and give to the Balabayas. No tell me Ani, but obtain low. He could take from the Ani and the Rishus HaRabim and give to him. Ubilvaj, though he told me Balabai, but obtain Ani, the Ani, but obtain the Balabayas. In other words, he shouldn't take from the Ani and the Rishus HaRabim and then hand it over till the Balabas is the Rishus Yachid. He, in other words, if a person's in a Makom Patur, so he's allowed to transact with the Rishus Yachid. He can transact with the Rishus HaRabim. He's in a Makom Patur. But he shouldn't take an object from the Rishus HaRabim, transfer it to him, and then transfer it to the Yachid. And Rashi brings down the first wide line. Dimzalzel be Suri Shabbat lechatchila. He's like denigrating the Kedushat Shabbos. Romahot Tzama Shad Yachud Shad Rabim. Ugzeira Dama Atila Kulei Lakuki Lehedim Shad Yachud Shad Rabim. It was Ugzeira Drabanan. If I permit a person to do that, so a person may come and take from the Shad Yachud Shad Rabim. He says Vim Natal Vnatan Shlashtan Peturim. If he did do that, so all three of them are Peturim. In other words, he took something from the Ani and then he gave it to the Balabas. So you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So they're all Peturim.
Even they should not do it.
They shouldn't do it. Now, Acherim Omrim, Acherim is usually the Tanur of Meir. Yeah, Acherim Omrim is Kub. So Acherim disagrees with what we just said before. Acherim Omrim is Kub Mishmesh at Stay Rishuyo. He says that Iskub is not a Makom Peturim. Iskub could either be Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim. Bisman Shepetach Patui Kilifim, if the door to the house is open, it's Rishus Yachid. Petach Ma'ul is the closed door, Kilachut, it's part of Rishus Rabbim. Bim Haita Iskufa Gvoa Asara Rechava Arba, but if the Iskufa is like this, like porch patio area, like underneath the front door, in front of it, like a little bit like a porch, if it's four tefachim by four tefachim and has 10 tefachim going up, Harei Zeh Rishut La'atzma, it's all Rishut, it's all Rishut Yachid then. That's correct. Now, Rashi says, notwithstanding that, on the last wide line in Rashi, the Ein Motzin Abayi L'Tocha, that notwithstanding the fact that it's a Rishus Yachid, and there's a Rishus Yachid there, you're not allowed to take from the Rishus Yachid to this other Rishus Yachid. I think Mar will explain later on the reason for that. Okay, now I'm going to move on. Let me break for 30 seconds. Hello, audience. Any questions? Anybody's got a question? And Seth, unmute yourself for a minute, Seth.
Yeah.
How you doing, Seth?
Okay,
close up, mute. Aaron, are you there? Unmute. Aaron? Aaron Zuckerman? Aaron? Gone. Fern, can you unmute yourself for a minute?
Yeah, I'm fine. Aaron's fine, too. I can see him.
Okay. Okay, is anybody else there besides you, Aaron and Seth?
Aaron Dinsky.
Who's there? Who?
Mayor.
Okay, Mayor. Nice having you. How you doing? Mayor, you doing good? Okay, I'm going to move on, and I got to run because you're going to lose the connection in 5 minutes. I'm sorry. We're just trying to do this the first time, but it will...
Don't say that. I'm going to call you back when we lose the connection.
Okay. Okay, and it will be posted on YU Torah later tonight. Okay? All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Okay. So now the Gemara dissects the Braisa. So Amar Mar, Zui Rishud Yachid, Muyuti Mai. Now, when the Tana says this is the Rishud Yachid, means this is the Rishud Yachid, something else is not a Rishud Yachid. What is it coming to exclude? Muyuti Had the Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to exclude that which the Tana Rabbi Yehuda set forth. The Tani, we learn the Braisa, Yeter Okein Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishesh Shnei Bata, Mishnei Tzide Rishud Rabbim. According to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, let's say I have Rishud Rabbim, let's say like Middle Neck Road, it would be 16 Amar across. And again, according to somebody shown him, you have to have 600,000. And Tosos brings this down somewhere later on. I remember it's Rabbi Simon Wolf mentioned it. But later on.
Rebo.
Yeah, Shishim Rebo. Anyway, so he says, let's say I have a house on one side of the Rishus Rabbim and a house on the other side of the Rishus Rabbim, directly across the street from each other. He says, the Tani Yetro Keno Rehuda Mishesh Toshni Bakim Shneitzin Rishna Rabbim, Ose, turn page, top line of Amud Beis, Ose Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan. Now a Lechi is a side post, and it comes up in the Sefer Eruvin. At the entranceway to Mavway, put a Lechi or a Kora, cross beam across the entranceway, or a side post. And that's either a Heker, is Machloke among the Mepharshim, is a Heker for the B'nai Rishna Rabbim, or a Heker for the B'nai Mavway. But either way, that's a requirement. So here, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, if I have a house on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, means I have a wall on each side of the Rishus HaRabim. So I could put a lechi on one side, on the same side of the street, at each end of the property, or I'll put a crossbeam and a crossbeam. He says, v'nose v'notein be'emsa. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls are enough to create a Rishus HaYachid. And then once I do the Korah, or the Lechi, in other words, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, on a Deraisa level, two walls are enough to create a Rishus HaYachid. And then, once I do Lechi and the Korah, I can carry there. That would be the Durabana. That's the way the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds. He says, so Amru Lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Arvin Rishud Rabbi Mekach. Means, we don't think you can carry like that. We require more for Rishus HaRabim.
Where is he putting the Lechi and Korah?
So again, there's two houses, one on one side, one on the other side. So on, let's say he's got house A on the east side of the road, house B on the west side of the road. So in the middle, there's an area of 16 Amo where the Rabbin walk, where the multitudes go.
That's a key.
Okay, now, so according to Tan Rabbi Huda, he can put either a Lechi at each end of the property of house A, So this is it means the southern end and the northern end of the property, adjoining the wall. That's abutting the Rishus Arabim. Or he'll put a korah over the northern end and a korah over the southern end. We're standing from one property to the other, and they can carry. So now the Gemara says, "Which one minute I got to move in? They're going to lose everybody else." Okay, 1 minute. What does he get?
1 minute. This is a
lefty. Right.
And the korah would be across. And that's it.
No. Okay, I don't know if this is going on our Gemara. This one is saying.
I don't think this picture is really fully reflecting.
No, because it's not.
Okay. Let's go on now. So the Gemara says, "V'amai karule gemara." All right. So again. So the point is, when the Mishnah says the Braisa says this is Rishus Rabim, it means
excluding
Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't hold from Rabbi Yehuda. So it doesn't mean that it's a full fledged Rishus Rabim. It means this is what's adequate for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. So, Bamai Karulei Gemura, why do they call Gemura? Ma'u Tatei Maki Pli Rabbanon Leit Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Habi Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I might have thought, when the Chamim disagreed that it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Hanimi Letaltel, I would have thought, maybe the Chamim fundamentally agree with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that on a Daraisa level it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They hold, you can't carry there, Aval Lizrok Modulei. In other words, if I was Bizorek, from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, maybe they would agree that I'd be chayiv. In other words, they don't. Maybe they think that you don't have a green light to carry there. But lu yatzur, you would throw a heftza from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, you would be chayiv from going from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Shudah Yakid. I might have thought that. So he says, Kama Shmolan. So the Chamim are teaching me, no, we don't hold it to Rosh Hashanah Yachid at all. In other words, this is the Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura, the way we set forth here. You have four walls. We don't hold that to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim at all. It's not even.
So you can't, though.
So it's a zero. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And if you did throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into it, it's zero. It doesn't take it from one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to another Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I mean, if you did more than Dalet Amot, or if you put a bit less than Dalet Amot, you wouldn't be Chayim. Now, Amar Mar. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody soon, but we're going to continue on until he pulls the plug. Amar Mar, Zui Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Lemiyute Moi. Now the Braisa says this is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What is coming to exclude? Lemiyute Idach to Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to exclude this other halakha that Rantan Rabbi Yehuda said. Ditnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Ei Ravin. Now let's just go over. This has to do with the Pasei Biraot that we've had before. So the Olei Regalim, they had water wells. They had wells. The wells were Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Olei Regalim needed to take the water out and carry a little bit, but then that's bad news because they have a hutzah by taking the water out of the well, and then they have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim there. So it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Chamim said you can make mechitzot, of course, skimpy mechitzot. You're going to make four L-shaped mechitzot, and the L-shaped mechitzot will be one amma by one amma, I think 10 tefachim high, and you put one here and one at the other
each
end.
Corner.
Each corner. So normally you need only the rub on the pilot. Normally I need the standing part more complete than that which is open. Here it's going to be much more open, and you can do that. So it says here, Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Imaitan Derech Shud Rav Nav Satan, Yisal Kenon Stadim. Tan Rabbi Yehuda says, if the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going through that area, he has to divert the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going to destroy the Mechitzot, according to the
Tan. That area becomes
In other words, if the Rabbim are going through that area,
it's
all Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Tan Rabbi Yehuda says the Rabbim are walking there.
Yeah,
it's out the door because it's like a lousy mechitza, and now it's in the garbage. But Chachamim Omrim Einot Tzarek. The Chachamim say you don't have to divert the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We have good mechitza there. So he's saying. So the Tan is saying. So Zui Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Meaning that what we said is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as opposed to what the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going through the Pasei Birao, that that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We don't agree with him on that. All right? Right. The Chachamim say that it's still Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So we're saying what we said in the Braisa, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As opposed to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who also says, even if it goes through the Pasei Birao, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we don't agree with that. The Amai currently Gemura, why do they say it's Gemura? I did Tana Reish Gemura, Tana Nami Seif Gemura. The symmetry of language, he keeps it. So the Gemara says Lishol Zavim Midbar. Why doesn't the Brisa mention the Midbar? The wilderness can also be Rishus Aravim. The Hatanya, because we learned Brisa, Ezeh Rishus Aravim. What's Rishus Aravim? Sratia, which is that intercity road. Upat is the plaza. Upat Kedola. Levoda Mekulashim. We explained that it's like the roadway. But he says Baha Midbar. The Midbar is also Rishus Aravim. So Amar Abaye Lo Kasha. Abaye says there's no contradiction. Kam Bisman Shisoshrun Bamidbar. Kam Bisman Azeh. So Machloket among Rishonim between Rashi and Rambam. We'll just see Rashi here. Rashi takes it that when the Bais were in the Midbar was in Rishus Aravim. Because he had so many people there. Right. Now, there's nobody in the Midbar. It's not a Rishus Aravim. So the Tana of the Bais doesn't mention Midbar because now it's not. The other Tana is mentioned historically. Now, if you look at Tosfos, Kam Bisman Shisoshrun Bamidbar, Mashma Ksat Rishon Aravim Elim Kibitzim Sham Shishi Rebo Kmoba Midbar. It sounds like the Tosfos is saying, and then Rabbi Simon Wolf would mention this Tosfos, you need 600,000. I think that's also the sheep of the rush, that you need 600,000. And that's a big kula for us, because if you don't have 600,000, it's just a drabana, we can make an Eruv. But according to the Sephardim, so it's still a Rishon Aravim, and then you can't have an Eruv if you have a Rishon Aravim Doraisa. Okay, let's keep moving. Or with the two dots. Alright. Great. Amamar. Okay, Fern, are you still there? Unmute for 1 second. Fern, are you there? Fern? Okay, you're still there. Okay, I'm going on. Okay. Okay, just want to make sure you're still there. Okay. Unmute. Oh, I mean, mute back again. Okay. Can you see me, by the way, Fern? All right. Okay, Amamar. Now, we quote in the Braisa that if a person was motzi or machnis b'shogeg, he's chayav katan, a korban katan. B'meizid, anosh karet b'niskal. If it's b'meizid, he either gets karet, if there's no edim or atra, and or if it's edim atra, he gets skila. So it's b'shogeg chayav katan pshita. So the Gemara says, what is him b'shogeg and chayav katan? It's obvious, I know for every malacha I'll fight for that. So b'meizid, anosh karet b'niskal, it's tarifa. You're right, Tana didn't need to teach that, that was obvious. But teach me the b'meizid that I'm chayav karet or I get skila. So hanami pshita, that's also obvious. So hakamash malan kidrab. So no, what the Tana is alluding to, he's teaching halacha like Rab teaches me. The Amar Rab says masati megillat starim vei Rabbi Chiya. Rab says I found a megillat starim. Now megillat starim is like this little bit of machloket exactly what it was, but let's look at Rashi megillat starim on the third wide line downstairs. In other words, it's like a notebook. They're writing the Torah Shabbat Peh. Showing the very Yachid Chalashim Shem Mishnah Beit HaMedrash. The Kofi Notan Shloshtaku Masirin and Amigila. In other words, a person like all the Torah is Baal Peh, but sometimes they heard a Chiddush in Torah and they put it down in this like notebook, and so they want to remember it, and that's Megillat Starim. All right. Now some say Megillat Starim was like things like your personal notebook because you couldn't just like publish it because it's the bar, you know, is the bar Mashiach Torah, you know, that which said Baal Peh, you're not allowed to, you know, you can't disseminate. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So he says, so Damarab Matzati Megillat Starim Bei Rabbi Chiya. I found a Megillat Starim, a notebook like this, in the basement of Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya was Rav's uncle, and Rav also was Meshamishem. He says Vekatuba, and in the Megillat Starim it said Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Avot Malachot Arvim Chaserachat, that there are 39 Avot Malachot, and we discussed it with forbidden labors, Beno Chayav Elachat. But one is only, we think the pshat is, I'm only chayav one korban katan for transgressing all of them. We think the pshat is, okay, so the Gemara, we think the pshat is, Aaron, are you there? Okay. All right, you pull the plug. Oh, thank you so much, Aaron, thank you. Aaron? Aaron, will you be, Aaron, before you go, Aaron? All right, goodbye. Yeah. Can we do this next week, or it's only for one night deal? Okay.
No.
So the slot, time slot will be open.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Bye. I'll see you. Okay. Thank you very much, Aaron. We all thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. So he says, So you're only chayav once. So we think the case is that you forgot each malacha that's prohibited on Shabbos. You did all 39 malachot. We think that it's saying that you're... Okay, welcome back, Bern. We think that you're chayav one korban. So Eni, this is true. But not avot malachot or b'chaser achat. This is the avot malachot are 39. Vavina ba minyan lamli. Why does the Tana mention how many? But Amar b'yochanan shi masim kula b'hamad achat v'yabal kula achat v'yachat. That if you did it all with one halama, you're chayav for each one. So we think the case again. So it means like this: if I remember today was Shabbos and I did all 39 malachot, but I forgot that each malacha was prohibited. So I remember today was Shabbos, but I forgot you can't. I knew that you can't do zareya koresh poser amir dash, and then I forgot all that. I had like global amnesia, and I did all 39 malachot, and then I remember, and then I remember. No. So now I have all 39. Now I'm all chayav all 39. So he says, so how can you say before I'm chayav once? I'm chayav 39. Ela ema eno chayav ala katmiyan. So we should know what Isi Ben Yehuda meant, which was written in the notebook, that there's one malacha that you're not chayav skila for. And we have 39 avot malachot, and one of them I'm not chayav skila for. He says, b'hak hamash malan hamihana lo mitzapkan. One of them I'm not mesupek with, which is this one. In other words, the Bryce is teaching me that Hotsa'a is definitely Chayav Skila. That's what the Tana is saying. It was the maze that you're Chayav Skila.
So this is not one of the 39.
This is not, in other words, of the 38, one of them you're not Chayav Skila for. And Tosu says you would be Chayav according to Tata for. So there's a different machlok that we know about Havara, that according to one side, Lav Yatsad, and only Chayav is Lav on it. That would be like this, because according to the side that's a Lav, so,
do you know which one it is?
Well, actually, it was a Lav. The Lav Yatsad. Right. So the Havara by lighting, but that can't be the one because so you'd only be Chayav Malchot if it's a Lav. So but here he's saying that you would be Chayav
No, he's saying you won't be Chayav.
But Tosa says you wouldn't be Chayav Skila, but you would be Chayav Korban Chatat. So the Lav, I don't think you'd be even a Chayav Korban Chatat. So anyway, so according to that side. So it's one of the 38 Malachot is saying that it falls into that category. Okay, now, right, 1 minute and then I'm wrapping it up, and I hope we get a minion tonight. So Amar Mar, you always say that, Michael. Come on, let's have more and more.
Tosa said yes to Kumachata, but no carbon.
No skila. Okay. Now Amar Mar, now going back to the Carmelite. About Yamu Bika Istavani, but Carmelite ina lo kushdiyak and lo kushud rabin. The sea Bika is like an open field. Istavani is that area with the benches, and the Carmelite not like kushdiyak and rabin. Bika ina lo kushdiyak and lo kushud rabin. Open field is not kushdiyak and not kushud rabin. We learn in the Mishnah of the Sefer Ta'arot, Habika, which is the open field, Bimodachama, Rishud Yachid Shabbat. In the summer, it's Rishud Yachid Lagabi Shabbos, meaning that people will not cross through the field. In the Bimodachama, it hasn't been seeded, but it's people won't cross in there, so it's Rishud Yachid. Rishud Rabim Latuma. But Lagabi Tuma, when we're stopping Tuma, Rishud Rabim, Sveiko Tahor, so some people do go, a few people do go in there, it's Rishud Rabim Latuma. In the winter, it's Rishud Yachid, Lekan and Lekan. It's Rishud Yachid, Lekak and Lekak, for both Dinim. So the question is like this. Here we said that the Bika is a Carmelite. It's not Rishud Yachid. But this Tana calls it Rishud Yachid. So Amar Ula, the old Carmelite Habit. So Ula says, no, it's a Carmelite. So my Carmelite Rishud Yachid, Lufishen and Rishud Rabbin. In other words, the Tana's not being so precise. In other words, he's focusing, like, is it like
Rishud
Rabbin? So it's not Rishud Rabbin, it's Rishud Yachid. Okay, there's another instance where I have it, I gotta go. Anyway, yes, call to everybody, and hopefully we'll get a minute. Welcome. All right, welcome. Thank you for coming. All right, so we made it.